The head coach of the Beavers, Tom Ceratori, now joining us outside the locker room. Can you imagine a better start than what you guys had tonight, Tom?
No. You know, I get it. You know, I get it because there's always a little hangover. There's a hangover when you get back from break. Now, I know they played Windsor the other day, but there's always a hangover that first period when you come back from break. And I think there's also a hangover when your last two wins before break were against Mankato in such a highly emotional contest. So, but I didn't think it was going to be 22-7, and we could, you know, we were up 2-0, and we could add a few more. So, great job by our guys too, and we had a lot to do with that.
Well, the second period, you guys continued what I thought was the key to that first period is you won a ton of faceoffs.
Big time, Schultze, 100%. And this team's a very good faceoff team. And no, our guys, we really played well for 60 minutes. And you don't know how many times, like these guys tied it last year on us, how many times they've pulled the goalie and scored on us and everybody. They might be the best team in the country, 6-on-5, too. And a little anxiety at the end there, but it's nice pulling through, though.
Ross Armour won a bunch of those. He's a tall kid, but not overly big. What's his best attribute there in the faceoff circle?
He's got quick hands, and he's just a hockey player. Roscoe's just a hockey player. So you don't have to be strong necessarily. It helps, don't get me wrong. But, again, you got to have good technique, and Ross got good technique. He has good technique.
Have you ever seen a goal like Justin Beaudry had?
Well, yeah. I mean, Schultze, I've coached 900 games. I mean,
A defenseman carried it from the top of the circle, down the slot, to the bottom of the right circle, back to the slot, and shot and scored.
I've seen goals like that. But, I mean, yeah, it was a great goal by Juice. Great goal by Juice, but it's not like it was original. But, no, it was a great goal. Sorry, Schultze, I don't want to steal your thunder on that one, but, I mean.
I'm not used to seeing defensemen make that play.
Yeah, I got you. I hear you.
Obviously, a win is huge starting the back half of this road trip, but. Interviewed Dan Billett before last Saturday's game at Air Force, and he said we have to relearn how to win games every year. Can you expound on that and how a game like tonight can certainly help you down the road?
Well, here's the deal, and again, I don't want to sit there and get into a 15-minute dissertation right here, but you have to relearn how to win. And you can even, like Schultze, we'll just say if we had the same team this year than last year, it's still a new team, it's a different team, and here's what happens. Is that guys become something different. A lot of guys will become, they feel their game should change. And sometimes they want to change their game. And that's the most difficult part of coaching is year to year trying to maintain your identity is what I'm getting at. You know what I mean? And now we got a brand new team this year. Don't get me wrong. This is a brand new team. But, yeah, every team you have is different. And just because we had guys back last year, everybody's going, oh, they're going to win the league again. They're going to win the league again. They're going to win the league again. No, I mean, there's a lot of different things that happen. You have injuries. You got guys playing a little different. Their roles might change. They might get beat out. They might not like their roles. And, last year, too, I mean, then your goaltending, I think we were at 9-15 last year, 9-35 the year before. I mean, there's just so many different factors, too, Schultze. But you do. At the end of the day, it might be the same player, but they're playing a little differently. And to try to get those guys to play as consistent as they possibly can and to play the way they've always played, it's not an easy task sometimes. And you have to you just have to relearn how to win and relearn how to play sometimes. And that's what drives coaches crazy. And that's what obviously, again, sets us off every now and then because it's frustrating. It's just overly frustrating. But, it's like your kids might be good for a while, Schultze, but then they might start making a lot of mistakes, and then they're good for a while and make a mistake. The only guarantee, Schultze, there's no guarantees.
Yep. You played the Armour and Sillinger lines a ton tonight. You've got to have confidence in them, throwing them out there time after time after time in this kind of environment.
Well, would you like to go with more experienced players? Yeah, potentially, but we don't have them. And those guys are gutty players, and they're going to be studs for us down the road. Those guys they've earned their stripes, Schultze. They've earned their stripes. You've seen the same thing I have with Owen. Owen's been pretty steady since the beginning, and Ross is one of our best players right now, and it's great to see.
Certainly expect a physical one again tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to be a mega battle tomorrow.
Yep.
All right.
We'll see you then.
All right, Schultze.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, on the Paul Bunting Communications postgame show tonight.